The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, I just thought of something. What if Eric was a cow? His name would have to be Eric Metaxas, right? And he's probably written a biography about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Oh, what's the matter? You got a beef with my sense of humor? Oh, I suppose you find it utterly ridiculous. Okay, I guess I'm really milking it now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Metaxas.
I don't know who should be fired, but at least one person. I don't care who, but something, you need to have consequences when something is that dumb, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. Hey, folks, let me just put it this way. I get to change the subject to something really significant. I have been interviewing Amy Collier Artman about her book on the great Catherine Kuhlman. It's called The Miracle Lady, Catherine Kuhlman and the Transformation of Charismatic Christianity. We just have a few minutes left, but I'm glad we do.
Me too.
Because there's so much here. Let me ask you, she died relatively young. You said she was born in 1907, died in 76. So how did she die? What did she die of?
She struggled in the last years of her life with an enlarged heart. And when I, in the chapter I talk about is Death of a Healer, and how it was always so poignant that you have a person who can't heal themselves. I thought that was interesting and poignant, like I said. But she becomes more and more sick towards the end of her life. And if you watch her shows, you can see she gets much more frail. And actually, she films her only filmed miracle service right towards the end of her life. And that's what most people are familiar with. It's the image on the front of the book. She looks pretty frail. She's quite thin. And I think that I hope that people get a chance through this book to get exposed to Kuhlman when she was really at her most dynamic.
Right.
Because she ends up having heart surgery in Tulsa that stops things for a little while, maybe a few months, and then she ends up dying of related illness to her heart.
Well, it's interesting. Your editor from Erdman's is here, and having an editor in the room always makes me nervous because, you know, they have opinions. And
they do.
And don't you hate that? But your editor said something interesting that a lot of people aren't familiar really with. What is the difference between what we call charismatic Christianity and Pentecostal Christianity? It's interesting to me also because I know that Catherine Kuhlman was interviewed in Christianity Today in 1973. And so she was part of a broader of evangelicalism, even though she was part of that, you know, charismatic movement that veers into Pentecostalism. So, so these terms keep changing, but what is your sense of whether they're different?
Well, I'm a historian, so let me go back to the beginning of the 20th century. I won't take very long. At the beginning of the 20th century, really, when you're talking about charismatic Christianity, it's kind of a little c, and really it's encompassed fully by Pentecostalism. That's really all there. That's what charismatic Christianity would have been. You have a Christianity that's based upon the gifts of the Spirit. You're a Pentecostal. As Pentecostalism, after the wars, you start to have Pentecostalism begins to rise in the socioeconomic classes. And so you start to have people and the Assemblies of God begin to become more kind of more mainstream. They start to want to be part of the National Association of Evangelicals and to maybe set aside the more kind of, if you will, holy roller, pew jumping kind of prejudice, and I say that with great affection.
I've been in a lot of services. I've never seen any pew jumping. I've seen people waving flags.
Yes.
I've seen people blowing the shofar.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of things, but
yes.
I've never seen pew jumping.
Okay, well, that's probably not a fair
kind
of thing. But so, and then after the World Wars, where you have kind of a socioeconomic rise throughout the United States of America, you'll have Pentecostal people who begin to be making more money, begin to move into the middle and upper classes. At the same time, you start to have people who are becoming aware of the gifts of the Spirit, but don't associate with the historical Pentecostal denominations like the Assemblies of God.
Right.
And in the 60s, you have Dennis Bennett. He's a Episcopalian. He speaks in tongues. He's on the cover of Time magazine. You start to have people come together in the Lutheran Church, the Episcopalian Church, and they don't want to be called Pentecostal because there's baggage associated with that.
Right.
So they start to, it's really Trinity magazine. They don't want to be called Neo-Pentecostal either. So they begin to call themselves Charismatic Christians. And that really starts in the 50s. And once you get into the 60s and 70s, you now have Pentecostalism, which is distinct from Charismatic Christianity.
Right. Yeah, Pentecostalism, typically people think of it as a little wilder, whereas Charismatic Christianity is going to be a little bit more buttoned up. And it is interesting because I remember I came to faith through the ministry of Terry Fulham at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Darien, Connecticut. There was a book about it written called Miracle in Darien. And it's interesting how he and others really brought the charismatic movement into the Episcopal Church. And it transformed tremendous numbers of lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, many people came to faith. They'd been attending church all their lives and realized that they didn't believe much. They didn't have a relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And somehow, once you see miracles or any of that kind of stuff, it can't help but be attractive. And so I guess I'm always fascinated with people who are opposed to that kind of thing. I mean, I know we all know that there can be excesses, but there's something really beautiful when you hear a story and you know it's real, that Jesus spoke to someone or something happened. And so So I did see a lot of that. And I remember even in 1990, there was a conference in Indianapolis, sort of charismatic conference. And I thought, wow, everybody's here. There was like tons of Catholics, tons of everything. John Wimber, the Vineyard, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it is interesting to try to define these streams.
Definitely. And what begins to happen then, I argue that Catherine Coleman is, if not the major figure, definitely one of the major figures in that transformation. And it's through her television show, like I was talking about, where people can watch normal, everyday people talk about being healed, talk about being slain in the Spirit. That begins to, I argue, begins to transform or gentrify how Pentecostal or charismatic Christianity is understood. So they try to reform their churches, and some of the churches become charismatic, like a charismatic Lutheran, a charismatic Episcopalian. But what really is the dominant story is that there is a rejection of the charismatic renewal movement within a lot of the mainline churches and also Baptist churches, evangelical churches.
Yeah.
And so you begin to have then the development of like the Vineyard, which I would say is kind of one of your first charismatic churches.
Right.
And that's kind of where we are now.
Right. It's like a whole denomination that's also a church. It's a movement. Wow. We're almost out of time. I don't want to forget to ask you anything, but there's so many things I want to ask you. When you talk about Catherine Coleman today, are there other biographies that have been written of her that are anything like yours? I know Erdman's is, thought of very, very well as a kind of an academic publisher. Mm-hmm. And so are there Are there more popular biographies, or did you want to split the difference and make this a popular biography as well as an academic one?
It actually kind of happened to me, and Urban's very much to thank. Urban's has a series, the Religious Biography Series. So if you like biography, which you and I both do, you should check out that entire series. But yes, there is an earlier biography by a gentleman named Wayne Warner, and I owe a great deal to him. He is still around, still doing great work, and he was very generous with information about Catherine Coleman. And yeah, I think this was originally my dissertation. And then I was able to do some work on it, and it ended up being something that if you want to have a more academic approach to the history of charismatic Christianity, you can read this book. Or if you just want to hear about a really fascinating woman and how she makes her way in the 20th century, it's also it's a good book to read for that as well.
And where do you teach now?
I teach at Missouri State University in Springfield, Missouri, just 2 hours down from Concordia, where Catherine was born.
And what do you teach?
I teach world religions. I also teach religion in America, and I get to teach a class on religion and healing, which is really fun.
Religion and a course on religion and healing?
Mm-hmm.
You get credit for that? That
yes.
Sounds like a lot of, that does sound pretty
Everyone,
wonderful.
Send your students there. Take the class.
No, that really is terrific. And if people want to reach you, do you have a website?
I don't have a website yet, but I am on Twitter. And also on Facebook, and you could reach me through Missouri State.
All right. And the book is The Miracle Lady, Catherine Coleman, and the Transformation of Charismatic Christianity. Amy Collier-Artman, really wonderful to have you.
Thanks for being on
the show, and the best of success with spreading this wonderful story. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire infrared from besthotgrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire demo program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
That's Paul McCartney. We don't have time for him to sing because I've got a very exciting guest in the studio here in New York, Rebecca Kiesling. She is a pro-life speaker. That does not do her justice. It's unbelievable. I don't want to say it. Let me just say, Rebecca, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And what is the one line on you? Because I'd rather that you say it than I say it. Your story is so amazing.
Thank you. I was conceived when my birth mother was abducted at knife point by a serial rapist. She went to 2 illegal abortions, and I was almost killed. And I owe my birth to the Michigan law, which protected me 4 years before Roe versus Wade.
So you're brave enough to put your age out on the air. Most women would not be brave enough to do that.
I'm 50.
But you're a beautiful woman. You can do that. Let me just say again. Your mother was abducted by a serial rapist. You just said this, but I want my audience to be clear. And she was raped. You were conceived. And did your mother sought an abortion?
Yes, she said there were no pregnancy resource centers back then, but if there had been, she would have gone. But nobody offered her any other help or hope, just abortion.
So she thought, well, there are many women like that today. They think, I have no choice. People talk about choice. Most women think, I have no choice. I have to get an abortion. And so that's what they do. So what happened to your mother? She's pregnant with you. She's obviously not happy about this. This is not the sort of thing that anybody wishes on themselves, to be raped and impregnated. And so you said she went to 2 abortion clinics in Michigan. What happened?
Well, for the first, it was a doctor's office, OBGYN. She had to go through the back door. And like many legal abortion clinics today, it was deplorable. There were, you know, there was blood and dirt on the floor and on the table. And those conditions and the fact that it was illegal caused her to back out, as it did with most women. And then it was...
Wait. In other words, it was so horrible that she backed out. I've heard this. Friends of mine have told me stories about, you know, getting abortions or whatever. And it can be gruesome, and it feels like death. It's not just, you know, it's not a happy procedure. But so it was so horrible that your mother left.
Yes, and this was in January of 1969. And then it was arranged for her to go to a more expensive abortionist. And she was to meet someone at night by the Detroit Institute of Arts, ironically next to the famous Thinker statue, which is actually part of a greater work called The Gates of Hell from Dante's Inferno, which it warns about all who enter here. There's no going back.
So Rodin's Thinker statue... I didn't know that. Okay, so... So she was supposed to meet someone to go to a high-end abortion clinic.
And they would approach her, say her name, blindfold her, put her in the backseat of a car, take her somewhere to abort me, blindfold her, gonna drop her back off. And she was told if she was further along than thought or if there were any complications, they would have to keep her overnight. And she was terrified for her safety.
And how far along was she?
About 3 months.
Okay. It's interesting because here I am talking to you, right? and you were alive, and you had exactly the same DNA. Your beautiful eye color was already determined. And a lot of people would say that, you know, you're not a person, you're a clump of cells. But obviously, here we are. You survived that abortion attempt, so to speak. How?
She spoke with this abortion doctor on the phone, expressed concern for her safety. He called her stupid, and she said, "You're going to call me names? Forget it." And he went on to swear at her profusely, and she finally just hung up the phone. He called her back the next day, tried to talk her into allowing him to take my life for $500. And the same conversation took place, and she hung up the phone. There's actually a documentary film that's used in feminist studies all over the U.S. and Canada. It's the only film made about the Back Alley Network prior to Roe, and it's called Back Alley Detroit. I can watch this film and see the men who are going to take my life. I know all the details of my impending death. You know, that was my life-changing near-death experience, and the fact that I was younger doesn't make it any less real or any less significant than someone waking up out of a coma to find out they're almost killed.
I have a friend, Paul Mahowski, dear friend. He was at the Christian Legal Society National Conference, and he heard you speak, and he's the one that urged me to have you on. And I realized that there are very few women who were conceived in rape who are talking about it. And, you know, you become the poster child for something that we don't want to talk about in America. You said that you convinced Governor Rick Perry, then governor of Texas, to change his views on this. Tell us about that.
And Newt Gingrich. I'm in the Citizens United film, The Gift of Life, with Governor Mike Huckabee, and mine is one of several stories featured in the film. And so at the premiere, there were four presidential candidates in Des Moines, and I had backstage passes.
This is back in 2012 or when?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I had backstage passes, introduced myself to each, told them that I'm the national spokeswoman for personhood. And right away, you had two of them saying, as Bachman Santorum said, "Oh, I signed the pledge." There was a no exceptions, no compromise pledge that came out.
Bachman
and Santorum.
Okay, so Michelle Bachman and Senator Rick Santorum, you would expect them because they're very staunchly, clearly pro-life. So who was not clear on this issue?
Gingrich and Perry.
Okay, Newt Gingrich and Governor Rick Perry. Okay.
Yeah, and I introduced myself to each, and I handed him my business card, conceived in rape, targeted for abortion, you know.
On your on the card,
yeah.
Just to in case they don't have a lot of time, they get it right up front.
Yeah, and my DVDs. And Governor Perry asked me if I would autograph his DVD. I told him that I'm in tonight's film. And so I wrote 100% pro-life, and he asked me more questions, and I told him, as an attorney, I've litigated numerous high-profile cases defending human life.
I didn't know that you were an attorney. I apologize for that. You're not just a pro-life speaker, but you are involved in this legally.
Yes, yes. And I wrote a philosophical abortion essay in law school that's been ranked anywhere from number one and number three if you Google it. So I've been interested in finding a way to end abortion from a very early age. This has been my passion.
Now, what happened to you then? So your mother obviously had you under very difficult circumstances. And what happened? She gave you up for adoption?
Yes.
People forget that you can do that, right?
Yeah.
You can have the human being and give the child up for adoption. And so, obviously, you were raised very well and turned out spectacularly, and now you're a mother yourself.
Yes, I have two adopted children and three biological daughters, and I also have an adopted daughter in heaven, Cassie, who died. She had a serious genetic disorder, and she was absolutely precious. And then two who I miscarried.
You, I mean, that's to me a big part of the story of abortion is that, you know, when you think about what a life is, people talk about the infinite value of life. Part of the infinite value of life is that every life is potentially the mother or father of infinite life. Mm-hmm. You are the mother of biological children, none of whom would exist, nor will their children exist, unless your mother had been willing to to bring you into the world. It's an amazing thing.
She didn't choose life for me. When we met, she was pro-choice and told me it should have been her right.
Wait a minute. You mean that you did meet your birth mother?
Yes. We have a very close relationship today. And 6 years after we met, she changed her mind about abortion. But she was absolutely clear that it should have been her right.
She was upset that that she wasn't able to have the abortion.
Right.
And you say she's changed her mind eventually?
Yeah.
On that?
And she's so thankful now.
I would think so. But it is interesting because she chose, it seems to me, not to have the abortion. So it's interesting.
No, she chose abortion. She was only afraid for her own safety.
Okay, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it.
Is
this the 10 or the 11, folks?
The 11.
Okay, so we've got another minute. So that is amazing. So she was simply afraid for her own safety, and it's why she carried you to term.
Yeah, so I literally owe my birth to the law which protected me. Legality matters. And I wasn't lucky. I was protected.
Isn't that amazing? The law protected you from being murdered, legally, quote unquote. And now we have a national law called Roe v. Wade that no longer protects people like you from being killed.
In Roe v. Wade, footnote 54, the court pointed out how exceptions undermine the whole argument for personhood.
Well, now that's a big point. We're going to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about that. What is the website? You have a website?
RebeccaKiesling.com and SaveTheOne.com, and that's the number one.
Okay, Rebecca Kiesling, K-I-E-S-S-L-I-N-G, RebeccaKiesling.com. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate may finally begin their impeachment trial of President Trump if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hands over the articles of impeachment. Pelosi expected to name trial managers and transmit the articles to the Senate this week, but when exactly is still up in the air. Anger is swelling in Iran over the accidental shoot-down of a Ukrainian jetliner and the government's attempt to conceal its role in the tragedy. Online videos appeared to show security forces firing live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protests that are in the street. In the Philippines, red-hot lava is gushing out of a volcano after a sudden eruption of ash and steam. It forced villagers to flee and shut down Manila's airport, offices, and schools. That airport has partially reopened. The Dow ahead 44 points. The NASDAQ is up 75. This is SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Rebecca Kiesling. What a story. Rebecca, you're the national spokeswoman for and the executive committee board member of Personhood Alliance. We were talking a moment ago about how the exceptions undermine the idea of personhood. In other words, if I say a human being conceived in rape can legally be killed in an abortion clinic, I'm really saying that it's not a person, or if it is a person, it's a person that's unequal to someone who is not conceived in rape.
Right, because the 14th Amendment says that no state shall deny a person equal protection of the laws, and no state shall deprive a person of their right to life without due process. And so if you believe in the 14th Amendment, then you can't deny a person equal protection, and that's what it does. When you allow exceptions, you are willing to engage really in child sacrifice. You know, you're saying you're willing to sacrifice the life of this child conceived in rape.
People don't often say, you know, the most basic thing, two wrongs don't make a right. Everybody knows that rape is evil and wrong, but murder or killing an innocent human being is also evil and wrong. So the idea that you can undo the evil of rape by destroying the evidence, which means killing a human being, how does that work logically?
It doesn't. And of course, we're told in Scripture that you're not to punish the child for the sins of the father, that each shall be punished according to their own sins. And people understand that. We have a five-state study that was done. It was commissioned by Personhood, Georgia Right to Life, and Right to Life Michigan, that showed that people understand that in a civilized society, you do not punish innocent people for someone else's crime. That's barbaric.
Well, I concur. Now, the website, I want to make sure we get this again. Your personal website is RebeccaKiesling.com, and it's K-I-E-S-S-L-I-N-G,
yes.
RebeccaKiesling.com. But the organization is Save the One, and how do we, what's that website?
That's SaveTheOne.com, and that's the number one, not the word one.
Okay, so Save the One, numeral one, SaveTheOne.com, and tell us where you get that idea from, Save the One.
There's an unfortunate motto within the pro-life movement that you save the 99 in exchange for the one. And they'll say it's a burning building analogy. And, you know, wouldn't you save as many as you can while working to save all? Well, nobody's working to save all. I'm from Michigan where we've never had a rape exception. You don't have to have rape exceptions. Most states have passed pro-life legislation without exceptions. And what really happens is, in the burning building analogy, is that you have firefighters who go in for job interviews. The politicians tell pro-life leaders, just so you know, I discriminate. You know, when I go into a building, I'm not going to save them all. And if there's a child in the midst of the fire, they're going to be a horrible reminder. And I don't want to do that to their parents, so I'm not going to save them. Like, what fire chief in their right mind would hire that firefighter? They just told you everything you need to know. And I always think of the parable of the lost sheep, because Jesus said, you know, see that you do not despise any of these little ones. And we are despised. We're called demon seed, evil seed. And that's by pastors and by conservatives have called us that. They say that they were a horrible reminder. I've been called Satan's spawn, the devil's child, monster's child.
Well, see, look, I just want to be clear theologically. That is theologically fundamentally wrong. It's unbiblical.
Right.
God says every human being is equal in his sight, period, no exception. So there are no demonic people. Mm-hmm. There's no, either you are made in God's image and his beloved child for whom he died on the cross to save you and bring you into heaven forever, or you're not human, period. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that people are wrong-headed about this theologically and that it carries over into our laws is something that needs to end. You're doing what you can. So SaveTheOne, numeral1.com is the website. But you said that there are many, many people in this organization who have been conceived in rape, and they're doing part of the work that you're doing.
I have a database of over 900 of us now who are conceived in rape, like me, and mothers who became pregnant by rape, who either regret aborting, they're raising their children, mostly raising their children, and birth mothers from rape, and some who miscarried as well as hundreds who were told by doctors to abort. So we specialize in representing all of the so-called difficult cases in the abortion debate through our personal stories.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, by putting a face on the issue, your face and the faces of all these others, it does make you all obviously human, and it makes the issue quite different from this abstract idea of, oh, some poor woman was raped. And you go, well, yes, that's bad. But then what about the human being that you're saying now we're not going to give that person a chance to live? My wife ran a crisis pregnancy center here in Manhattan for 12 years. And now she's still involved, of course, raising funds for Avail. But one of the main people that has been a resource to us, Beth Chase, speaks about this around the country. She was conceived in rape. And I think to myself, Beth Chase is one of the most wonderful women I have ever met. She's just a force for good in this world, an amazing woman. She was conceived in rape. And I think there are probably innumerable people that aren't even aware of this issue that were conceived in rape. Sure. And they're living their lives and their mothers and grandmothers and fathers. And you know, you think, wow, what about those people?
There's a lot of famous people who were conceived in rape. Jesse Jackson was conceived in rape. Eartha Kitt. A lot of great humanitarians who were conceived in rape. And
I just can't applaud you enough for being willing to take this on. But the fact that you've taken it on legally, when did you... actually, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Rebecca Kiesling. Stick around. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No, not at all.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do, okay? And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the 3-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year is hard, but giving your home an upgrade is easy, thanks to Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 14th and save up to 40%. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Rebecca Kiesling. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Rebecca, your story is so fascinating and so important. You're a person of Christian faith. You were not raised that way.
No, I was adopted and raised in a secular Jewish home. I went to 5 years of Hebrew school, as bat mitzvah and everything.
Wow.
But I grew up, you know, so many of my family members had been killed in the Holocaust. And so I grew up at a young age understanding that there's, you know, people in this world who hate others to the extent that they'd be willing to kill other innocent people. And so I, you know, was passionate. I wanted to be an attorney from the age of 10. And
is that right?
Wanted to defend life.
Isn't that amazing? At age 10. And when did you find out how you had come into the world? How old were you?
I was 18, and it was devastating. I was not given a foundation for dealing with that truth.
So you were not really a Christian at that point? You had not accepted God or not?
I had first been saved at an altar call when I was 15 and then fell away after about 9 months. And so I was kind of lost during that time.
Yeah, you weren't walking with God and couldn't really lean on him when you got this news at age 18. How did that come about? I mean, did your parents just sit you down and tell you this?
No, I received information from the court, and it had all kinds of details about her, and all it said for him was that he was Caucasian of large build. And since then, by the way, through Ancestry DNA, I know who my biological father is. As of 3.5 years ago, I had a first cousin match, and as of just about a year and a half ago, I know with certainty who my biological father is, and he never spent a day in jail. He got to live his life.
He passed away.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
He's never repented?
No. I have a great relationship with my half-brother, though.
Unbelievable.
But at the time, I didn't have a foundation for dealing with the truth. And so those big picture questions of who am I, why am I here, you know, what is my value, identity, and purpose were difficult. And I wanted to prove my worth to others by, you know, excelling in academics. I thought if I was attractive and I could prove my worth and find someone to love me, then I'd be valuable and I could show people that I deserve to be alive. And now I know that I shouldn't have to prove my worth to anyone. And I know that I was created by God in his image for a purpose, which was not to be aborted. And I know that I have an infinite worth, that I can point to the cross. That's my worth. I don't have to pull out my checkbook.
It's yes. Well, it's important that we say that, because there are people that they think that their value does come from something other than God's gift to us of making us in his image. That's it. You don't have to do anything except be a human being. And according to the Bible, we have infinite worth.
He paid a price for my life.
And yes. And here we are. Now, what does SaveTheOne.com, this organization, Save the One, what do you do? Is this a lot of, do you have a lot of advocates doing speaking on the subject?
We're a global organization. We have about 70 speakers. We have a couple dozen national, international speakers listed on our website. And we do speaker training. We do advocacy. We sued the state of Iowa for their rape exceptions. I testify all over the country. Globally, we sponsor the Rape Survivor Child Custody Act to terminate the parental rights of rapists. We work on Simon's Law so that you can't put a DNR on a child without parental consent.
I don't know what that is, a DNR.
Do not resuscitate. So we advocate for all of the difficult cases,
right.
Including, you know, after they're born, to protect them, to protect their parents, to protect the children, to protect the children, their mothers who were conceived in rape, so that the rapist doesn't have parental rights. So we do all kinds of advocacy focused on all of these so-called hard cases.
If anybody needs proof that every life is extraordinary, I mean, your life, begun in the most horrible way, has enabled so much good to be done that when God redeems a human life, it is just, it's an amazing thing to think of all the good that you've done for innumerable people, many of whom, most of whom you'll never meet. And if you hadn't been allowed to come into this world, thanks to the laws before Roe v. Wade, none of that would be done.
Through Save the One Uganda, I was just sent a photo of a baby. This woman gave birth. She was 16. Her mother wanted her to abort after she was raped. And our friend Kay Care from Save the One Uganda met with her, and she named her daughter Rebecca after me because she wants her daughter to speak out someday like I'm doing.
Well, it's just so beautiful. I know that you've been interviewed by Dr. James Dobson. There's so many people that understand this, and yet there's so many that still don't understand it. It's startling to me that Governor Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich, of course, who is now a staunch Catholic, that you would think that they would have gotten this before you spoke to them. It's amazing that they didn't, but thank God, because of you, they do.
Well, Governor Perry said he had just never put a face to the issue before, that he had never considered it from the perspective of someone like me. But I also had, you know, my Esther moment, and we talked about, yeah. You're the narrator of Esther,
VeggieTales Esther. That's my claim to fame, right?
I love that,
thank
yeah.
You.
My children, yeah. They'll think you're famous because of that.
But you, yes. Well, no. It's a funny thing because you talk about an Esther moment. It is. I mean, here you are talking to Governor Rick Perry. You know, he's in the president's cabinet at this point, and you were able to change his mind. And you know, one mind at a time. Everybody in the world needs to understand what is right and true. And this is one of those cases that it's too important not to keep fighting. And so I'm just...
And after this, there were no more rape exceptions in Texas legislation. There had been a rape exception in an ultrasound bill 9 months earlier.
Oh, wait. So because he was the governor, you didn't just change the mind of a man. You changed the mind of a governor of the state of Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were no more exceptions after that. They passed some of the strictest laws in the country right after with no exceptions.
So there are people that are going to get to live their lives, and that's amazing. You must be very proud.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, what a wonderful thing to be able to do this.
It was a God-given opportunity. I mean, the battle was not mine. The battle was God's, and I just had to be available.
That's the only way to fly, sister. You know, you know it's God's battle, and it gives you the strength to persevere. So the website, RebeccaKiesling.com, or Save the One, and it's a numeral one, SaveTheOne.com. People can book you, obviously, as a speaker, mm-hmm. and you're all over the internet. So this is all good news. Rebecca Kiesling, just an honor to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States is removing nearly two dozen Saudi military students from a training program and sending them back to Saudi Arabia following an investigation into a deadly shooting by a Saudi aviation student at a Florida Navy base last month. Attorney General William Barr.
While there is no evidence of assistance or pre-knowledge of the attack by other members of the Saudi military or any other foreign nationals who were training in the United States, we did learn of derogatory material possessed by 21 members of the Saudi military who were training in the United States.
Three U.S. sailors were killed and eight other people were injured in that Florida attack. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up nearly 60 points. The NASDAQ ahead 85. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery
ring. Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Now, Albin, this is very important. First of all, tomorrow we're going to have the time for me to talk about duck hunting with the Duck Dynasty Gang and my daughter.
Very exciting.
Today, we only have time to do something that's extremely important.
Okay.
And that is to announce the five grand prize winners. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the month of December. We are doing a whole new month of raising money for CSI this month in January. But in December, we had five grand prize winners. In January, at the end of this month, we will pick five new grand prize winners, just so you understand that.
Yes.
But for the month of December, here are the winners. Ladies and gentlemen, the two top winners are Janet McKimmon of Vermilion.
AB, I think that's Canada.
That's Canada. Alberta, British Columbia, I think, right?
I think
anyway,
so.
Anyway, Janet McKimmon, now remember, this is not based on what people gave.
No.
Anybody who gave got entered into a contest. So these are the winners. This is independent of what you gave, right? Okay, so the first winner is Janet McKimmon from Vermilion, AB. And Dave Saunders from Sugar Land, Texas.
Texas, okay? Hanging in there. Good.
These are the two people that win signed copies. These are, this is like, you know, very tough to get. Of most of my books, hardcovers, okay, signed copies. Signed copies of Hamster Homes, the series. There are now six books in that.
That's right.
And a number of other books of special guests we've had on this radio program. This, folks, this is, like, amazing. I hope you understand that. And part of that, of course, is signed copies of Donald Drains the Swamp, Donald Builds the Wall, Bonhoeffer, on and on and on and on. The next three grand prize winners, okay, this is the subcategory. Each of these three people gets a couple of signed books and a visit to the studio if you come to New York. If you don't come to New York and you know somebody who lives in New York or who is coming to New York, these tickets are transferable. So you can say to a nephew or a niece, hey, I'm not planning on coming to New York this year, but I won a visit to the Eric Metaxas studio, and this is only while we're taping. We're not talking about you come to the studio when nobody's here, right?
No.
It's when we're here,
right,
and we want to meet you and hang out with you. And by the way, it doesn't have to be just one person, okay?
No.
You can bring your family, or you can bring a group of friends. We don't care. We love it, okay? So here are the three winners. Caleb Osborne of Deer Trail, Colorado. Come on down.
Woo-hoo.
David and Cynthia Dodaro of Santa Barbara, California.
Yay.
Come on down. And Gregory Cook, also, this is bizarre, Deer Trail, Colorado.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's actually weird.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Oh, my goodness.
So the three of you, Caleb Osborne, David and Cynthia Dodaro, and Gregory Cook, each win a visit to the studio.
And there are sandwiches.
And some extra books.
Yeah.
Now, one of these people has already given enough money to have a visit to the studio. This means that you get to transfer, you get two visits to the studio. In other words, you get a visit to the studio, but you know, you are automatically getting another one, so you now have one, two visits. So if you want to give that to a friend or something like that, just want to be clear, we will be in touch with you by email.
Yes, and don't forget, there's still time for this month. You must give to CSI.
Oh, yeah.
You
We're
must.
Doing a whole new thing for CSI this month, and anybody listening right now, for giving any amount, you can win one of these grand prizes. These are worth a lot, but you can win one just by giving $25 or whatever. We're just going to put your name in a hat, just as we did now. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
We
thank
sure
you for listening.
Will.